the raw first impression. There's absolutely nothing like it, isn't there? It's exactly what historians want. So this is a raw first impression. I am back in Cafe Beba. I have walked in here 5 minutes ago, and I'm looking at the first toasted sausage sandwich and Americano that I've had in the premises that was devastated. Well, not totally devastated, but hit very hard by the flooding. Water was up here about 2 or 3 feet. But they've survived. They've scrubbed the floor. I'm actually feeling so, a little bit vulnerable myself about it, because, you know, you can be prurient and you can be just, taking advantage of other people's distress without meaning to. And the distress that the flooding has caused the owner of this cafe and his staff is something I'm not aware of. I cannot calculate it, so I can only sort of empathetically guess. I have had a brief word with John McCarthy, the owner, who incidentally, the conversation I had with him a long time ago has been the most popular single piece of audio that I have made on Audio Boo. It's been listened to over 3,500 times, I think, to date. But that's not why I'm saying this. I'm saying this because it really does feel sensitive to be in a seat. I know it's just a seat in a cafe, but it's a cafe I frequent so often that I can experience it. I mean, obviously it isn't home, but it's a bit like home. It's the closest thing to home I have in terms of a public place in Cork. I go to loads of hotels. I go to lots of places to work, to write stuff, to record stuff, to just hang out and meet people face to face without any digital footprint. But basically, this is a sensitive location, and it's a food place, so consequently it has had to be very, very, I imagine, scrupulously cleaned. They've been out of business, certainly on Saturday. They were out of business on Friday, and I've lost track of which day the flood happened. I think it actually happened on either Thursday or Friday. But they've certainly lost a huge chunk of business. They've had their whole life distracted. And, okay, I'm not here to report on it. You know, I might ask John if I feel that it is okay to ask him. I will ask him if he'll tell us what it is like, what it was actually like, some of the story. But, you know, it's all about timing, isn't it? You don't want to ask the person at a time when they feel that you're just taking advantage of them. It's at a time. I mean, if I do it, it will be to give John a chance to be show what kind of a human being story there is behind the flood. It isn't the only business in Cork that's been damaged. I mean, the library is dreadful state. God knows what's happened to all the children's books in the children's library there. And the Chinese, you know, people here have had to pick themselves up, dust themselves down and carry on. But the real hurt that there has been, not just financial, and I do think there is financial damage involved in here, and I don't know what it is, but there's also the heart of a place that you've built up being damaged, and the loss of control, the actual feeling that, oh my God, all this water came down here, why didn't I anticipate it, or who, you know, how, because of course it could happen again, that's the point I'm thinking of. But look, in the meanwhile, I'm not going to broadcast this until I see if I can pick up a few words from John and his staff. But I'll let you hear the sound of business going on. The sound of me eating a sausage sandwich. For those of you who know the local area, I see Louise Opperman chatting at the second next table. She's a real social entrepreneur, an Irish female social entrepreneur. And got an award a few years back. She makes a lot of things happen locally here. and she was the woman who was behind the organisation of the St. Patrick's Day Parade down in Blancmore. There's two men sitting together. There's one man sitting by himself. There's a woman feeding her child who can't be, well, the child's neck can stand up, so I'll say that the child is about 9 months old. There's a man here by himself at a table. There's two women sitting at a table and Louise standing up. There's a guy sitting outside having a fag. That's it. By some standards, it's quiet here today. But, you know, this area is quiet because it has been hit and it's still recovering. There's still plenty of mud. Or there are some stories that are too sensitive for me to tell you. I'll wait a little bit longer before I tell you what happened in the funeral fire. I see John McCarthy walking back in. Anyway, I'm going to stop recording. Okay, the time has moved on. It's now 12:42, and there isn't an unoccupied chair practically in Cafe Beva. I mean, I feel like I'm occupying a table and that I better consider moving to leave room for more customers to come in. Although, yeah, there are one or two left. But that's the good news, really, that the place is full. And that's what you really want when you're running a cafe, isn't it? And the place to be full of people who bought things. I've had two coffees and a sausage sandwich. And I'll probably have a bowl of soup at this rate. I haven't passed anything more than a perfunctory word with the staff here, who are wonderful and are working. And it's so great to see the place back on its feet again.